Well, Father, we just thank you for this opportunity once again to come before your throne of grace, Lord, and to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for Psalms 103 that tells us to forget not all your benefits.
Yes.
And we just thank you for each and every one of them, Lord, even the benefits we don't know about yet, because there's so much in your word that we haven't even found yet. Lord, and we know that throughout all eternity, we're going to be learning more and more and more about you and about your word. And Father, we just thank you tonight that as we open up your word and we look at these few scriptures, that you are here with us. You are the great teacher.
Yes, Lord.
So we just ask, Holy Spirit, that you teach us tonight. Open the eyes of our understanding as we look into your word and help us to glean everything you have for us tonight. Father, I just ask that our hearts be open, our minds be alert, as we receive the incorruptible seed of the Word of God being sown into our lives, so that it can flourish and bring forth much fruit. We just thank you for it. We give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not too long from now, we're going to do a study on prayer. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we're going to study that. And we're going to find out what's effective, what's fervent, what it avails, and what part we play in it. But that's not tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to look at Psalms 23. Thus the Keith Green intro. 23rd Psalm. Now, it's right after the 22nd Psalm, before the 24th one. Now, how many of you can quote Psalm 23:1? All together now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Probably one of the most quoted, I have no idea, I'm just guessing, but I would think that's probably one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible. You turn on secular TV, if there's a funeral going on, what does the priest stand up and say? The Lord is my shepherd. You know? You get into, there's situations going on, and what's the first thing people grab onto? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But do they even know what they're saying? Have you ever thought about what you're saying when you say that? When you say, the Lord, who are you talking about? I guarantee you some of them people on TV that do that have no clue. All they know is it's a scripture and it sounds good. The Lord is my shepherd. Well, let's think about that for a moment. Who is the Lord? The Lord God Almighty. The great I am. The all-sufficient one. Creator of heaven and earth. And everything we see, the one who said light, and light bursts forth into darkness. The one who raises the dead. The one who knit us together in our mother's wombs. The Lord, the Lord. As we look through scriptures, when you study, there's all kinds of names in scriptures, all kinds of scriptures that says, he's Jehovah Sitkanu. He's the Lord, our righteousness. So the Lord, my righteousness, he's my shepherd. There's Jehovah Kadesh, the God who sanctifies me. Because our own sanctification is as filthy rags. We all know that. We can't work hard enough. We can't do enough to get into heaven. It's only through him that we are truly sanctified and made righteous to stand before the Father. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's the God who brings us peace. So the Lord, peace himself, love himself, is my shepherd. He's Jehovah Shema, the God who is always there, never leaves us, never forsakes us. Every covenant name that we can find in Scripture is right there in that the Lord. When we say the Lord, we're calling every covenant. Because that's if you look at that in the Hebrew, that is the proper name for God. That is Elohim, Yahweh.
Yes.
The all encompassing one, the pre-existent one. So every name you can think of for him in Scripture is rolled up into that right there. Everything. Deliverer, banner, salvation, righteousness, healer, provider, all of it is right there. It says, he is my shepherd. Now, my shepherd. What do we know about shepherds? Well, I haven't had much experience with shepherds, have y'all? It's not a concept that we grasp very easily. But when you stop and you think about it, ask, you know, what does a shepherd do? And why does the pre-existent Almighty God want to be my shepherd? Because he's love. And what does a shepherd do? A shepherd watches out for the flock. He cares for the sheep. He keeps danger away from them. He steps in, you know, David talks about when he was a shepherd that a lion came to try and get his sheep. And he stood between that lion and those sheep and he protected them. And it says, I killed that lion. He was the defender of the sheep. So the Lord Almighty is our defender. When something comes against us, he's our shepherd. He's the one we can call on. He's the one we can look to. The shepherd was the source of everything for the sheep. So we can say here, the Almighty, all-sufficient, pre-existent God, who is love, who is peace, who is righteousness, who is everything I could ever need, is my defender, my source of all things. He's my source. He's the one I look to. And then what does it say right after that? I shall not want. How can you want when the all-sufficient, the Almighty, is your source? He's good? Amen. He's the all-sufficient one. And he is our source. He is the one we look to. So we shall not want. We shall not want for healing. We shall not want for clear lungs with air flowing freely in and out without any kind of irritation making us cough all the time. Because the healer is our source of that healing that takes care of it. We shall not want for finances. Because the all-sufficient one, the provider of all, is my source. He's my shepherd. He's watching out for me. He's making sure I've got what I need. Now, you go to the next verse. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I think back to when I was young and I was living out in the country and I can remember green pastures because we had them back then, you know? And I can remember in the spring, like it is now, when the grass was just turning green and it was soft under your feet and you'd go out there, and I would lay down in the grass. And it was just cool and it was refreshing. And that was when the sun was starting to shine and it was warm, but it wasn't burning a hole in you yet like the Texas sun does. And there'd be a nice little breeze and the birds would be singing. And it would just be so peaceful. And it was like nothing could be wrong. It was just peace. And that's what he's telling us here. He's going to make us lie down in green pastures. Well, what does the shepherd do? The shepherd seeks out that green pasture. He seeks out that place where we can lie down in peace. And we can lie down and we can rest. And all the troubles that come against our minds during the week can go away. Just go. Because he has provided a place for us to lie down and to rest and to be restored. It says, he leads me beside still waters. Now, how many of you ever been out at a lake or the ocean, the beach? when the water's calm and it's just, you know, glassy looking and just beautiful. Not like when there's a storm, you know. The water's not churning, it's not, you know, all carrying on. It's just still and quiet and peaceful. And it's like you can walk out into the water and you can see and it's clear because it's so still, you know. And you could be chest deep in it and look down and still see your toes. See little fish swimming around, you know. Because they're still waters. And still waters are calming. And they're also restoring like the green pastures. The still waters, that's where you want to go. You don't want to be in a storm, tossed and turned and have a tempest going on. And that's what our Good Shepherd gives for us. He gives us those green pastures to lie down. He leads us beside that still water, the kind that you want to stick your foot in, the kind that you want to put your hand down and play in, or you want to get in there and just float for a while. Because he wants you to have that peace, that quietness. And of course, with that, you go into verse 3 where it says, he restores my soul. He restores my mind, my will, my emotions. With that refreshing, with that peace, with that knowledge that he's my shepherd, he's my source. I can look to him. As long as I can see the shepherd, everything's okay. As long as I know the shepherd's there, I'm good. No bear's going to mess with me. No lion's going to come after me. And you know, the word does say that the devil, like a roaring lion, seeks who he may devour. Well, he may not devour me because I am with the shepherd. And the shepherd will take care of him. Matter of fact, the shepherd has taken care of him. Hallelujah. It says he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Righteousness for his name's sake. It's nothing we do because we'll mess up. We're human. We mess up. We lose our temper. We say something we shouldn't say. We don't do something we should do. You know, we get that little nudge that says, okay, you need to do so-and-so. And we go, I don't need to do that right now. Disobedience. It's there, you know. But his righteousness, for his name's sake, there's none of that. Total righteousness. Complete right standing with God. For his name's sake. And we can call on that name. And because we call on the name of the shepherd, we can say, I got that righteousness. Even though I messed up yesterday, this morning, 20 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago, the shepherd's got me. And it's his name's sake that I can stand righteous and not have to worry about it. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Daily we have opportunities to walk through that valley. Daily. If you doubt it, watch the news. Somebody's cutting off somebody's head. This germ, that germ, Ebola, Ebola, this Ebola, that Ebola, is running rampant. New disease here, new disease there. We're in the valley of the shadow of death. When we walk this earth, we walk under the shadow of death. Because this earth has not been fully redeemed yet. You know, the word says that the earth itself groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. And it's groaning under the weight of sin and death. Because in the garden, death came in. So we walk in that valley, that shadow of death here. But we fear no evil. And why not? Because my shepherd has a rod and a staff. And they comfort me. Because he'll take that staff and he'll guide me along. And he'll take that rod, and if anybody messes with me, he'll whoop them. Right. And on the rare occasions that I need a little, he'll use the rod as needed. But as long as I'm following his word, I don't have to worry about that. You know? Because His Word is truth, and His Word leads me and guides me and keeps me safe and keeps me in His righteousness and keeps me because it is truth. So I fear no evil because His rod and His staff are there for me. The next verse says, He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now that's got to be right here, right now. Because you know, when we get to heaven, there we have no enemies in heaven. We don't. Our enemies where? Here in the earth, now. He's out there, He's running around, He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy us. Because we're the image of God. He's trying to steal that word from us because He doesn't want us to have what the shepherd's got for us. But let him rant. Let him just go like a crazy thing. Because it says right here that God has prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemy. So even when it looks like the devil may be getting the upper hand, even when it looks like he might be getting in somehow, no. The table has been prepared for me. And all that I need is right there. I just have to go, devil, I'm going over here to the table and get what I need. Because the shepherd has prepared a table for me. Right, would you ranting and raving and carrying on? There it is. And He can't stop me from getting to it. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. The anointing is on us. Oil in the scripture sometimes is used to symbolize healing, you know, the healing oil. So that's there for us. He's already anointed us. He's put His Spirit on us. He dwells within us. We have the anointing. The Anointed One dwells within us. So He's released that on us. We've got it. It's ours. And our cup runs over. Why? So that we can put that anointing on others. So that we can spread that blessing that He's poured into us to others. So that we can be the light of the world. We can be the salt that's needed. Because our cup runs over. We don't keep it all in here. The blessings of the Lord overtake us. So that we can declare His goodness and show others His goodness because He's been so good to us. And then the last verse of Psalm 23 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Can I interject?
You may interject.
I'm looking at my center reference.
Ooh, center reference.
And for surely?
Yes.
Only. Or only loving goodness and loving kindness will follow me on the day of my life. How did I tell you
that? That is good. Only goodness and mercy. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord for how long? Forever. Never ending. Ever.
I got another oil as well. And I will return to the house of the Lord forever.
Ooh, hallelujah. So Psalms 23, probably one of the best love psalms. But we don't need to just read over it, just
Amen.
Blow through it. We need to think about what it is, you know? The Almighty, the great God, the creator of all things, is my provider, my protector, my healer, my source of all things. Therefore, I do not want for anything because He is taking care of it. He makes me lie down. He makes me rest in green, peaceful pastures where nothing's going to bother me. Nothing's going to mess with me. He leads me beside still waters where it's peaceful and refreshing. He restores my soul. He builds me back up. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And he leads me, he guides me. He doesn't leave me out here on my own to wander around into the paths of righteousness, the right paths, the right ways, the way he has chosen for me because of his name's sake. And even though while I'm here in this earth and I'm walking under the shadow of the valley of death, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to fear no evil because his rod and his staff protects me. He has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all of my ways. And I shall not fear, for he hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. And that's what I'm going to grab onto. That's what I'm going to hold onto because I know his rod and his staff is comfort for me. And he has already prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy. And that table is right here and it's got everything on it that I need. I won't go without because he's already prepared for me. He's anointed me so that I can speak the word that I need to speak in due season, so that that thing that needs to come forth can come forth. And my cup runs over. I have abundance because my God has commanded the blessing to overtake me. And therefore, goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life.
Yes.
And forever and ever and ever, I will dwell in the house of the Lord because nothing can take me out of the Father's hand. Nothing.
Amen. Yes.
Nothing. So what I want us to do this week is just to really, you know, read through it and put your own interpretation in there as the Lord quickens it in you. You know, the Lord, what is he to you? What is he to you? And he said, he's my shepherd. Okay. How's he your shepherd? Think about it. Talk about it. Thank him for it. Thank you, Lord. What table is he prepared for you in the presence of your enemy? How has he provided? What has he done for you that you can look back on? You know, David, when he faced Goliath, he called to mind what the Lord had already done for him. I killed the lion. I killed the bear. What's this devil standing? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine standing before me? He ain't nothing more than a little bit bigger bear. And God took care of the lion. God took care of the bear. God going to take care of him. And we need to rehearse sometimes the things that God has already done for us. Because he is our shepherd. And as we remember what the shepherd has already done, then we set the stage and we start anticipating. We start looking. We start, you know, what you going to do now, Lord? What's coming next? And we need to let him be our shepherd. We need to let him. You know, we don't want to be like the sheep that wander off and leave the fold. No, I want to stay close to the shepherd. I want to stay close to him. Hallelujah. And that's all I have. But I like it. So, Father, we just thank you tonight that truly you are our shepherd. And, Lord, for everything that you provided for us, we thank you. We're so grateful. We're so blessed. And you are so good. You are so good. And tonight, Lord, I just ask that you open the eyes of our understanding. Father, wherever we've missed it, show us. Show us. So that we can make the adjustment we need to make to get in line with your word and to receive what you've got for us. It's there. It's there. We just need to take it. Father, we're learning how to take it. And right now, Father, if we have anything against anybody, we're upset with anybody over anything, we just choose now to forgive. And we bless them in Jesus' name. We ask you to bless our enemies, Father. Those that would speak against us, Lord, we just pray for them now. And we thank you that you are going to shine through us. Your love is going to shine so that they'll see you in us. Father, I just bless each one here tonight. Lord, any need that's there, I just thank you that you are the good shepherd and you meet that need. And Lord, we will be diligent to seek your word and to seek the answer and to speak the answer and to pray the answer and to declare the answer, which is the truth. No matter what the facts look like, we declare truth. And we just receive it tonight. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.